When sexual perversion is legitimized in the name of freedom or respect or kindness or whatever other seemingly irresistible cover term might be used, several key problems are on full display, including, number one, we have no idea what freedom is. Number two, we have no idea what respect means. The same idea, the same principle would apply to any other term or cover concept used in this way. And why is that? Well, it's because when we fail to begin our understanding of freedom or liberty or kindness or love or any other term as both originating in and being determined by the nature of King Jesus, well, then we're on the fast track to embracing a fundamentally warped counterfeit version of that term, the kind of perversion of the term that seeks to legitimize the very things that will destroy us and our families and our culture. One such thing, one of the things that these perverted, cute little irresistible terms justify or offer cover to is homosexuality. And this is obviously where we are now and have been for over 100 years in the USSA, which has led us to the specific point in time that we're at now, here in 2021, being run over and raped culturally by homosexuals, transgender wannabes, and similar pervert classes. And we have no defense, no coherent defense to offer. They are in near total control of the battlefield on every front, and they're going through this culture like a hot knife through very warm butter. Now, before we continue, if you appreciate this perspective, please subscribe to the channel and connect with me at hellraiserreport.com. This helps a lot. Now, one thing we're hopefully beginning to learn is that these groups, these perversion advocacy groups, are about anything but tolerance. They are, in fact, committed to intolerance and dedicated to utterly destroying anyone or anything that would stand between them and the embrace of their perversion as good. It's not enough for people to put up with or tolerate their perversion in question. It must be celebrated as good. And if you don't celebrate it as good, you must be destroyed. And as this unfolds across our culture, it's just another bit of evidence that God has provided to show us that apart from repenting and standing firmly on His word as the only coherent, solid line of defense against these perversions, our culture will and deserves to die. But we're still avoiding this truth, relying instead on pride over repentance, ironically enough. Pride and unrepentance have become the dominant combination in both left-wing and right-wing politics in the USSA, which is why we're now the USSA. Now, there's another nation, Hungary, across the world in Europe, that is taking a much better route than we are, and Hungary's resistance to the tyrannical culture-raping perverts is making those perverts even crazier than they normally are, which is a good sign, of course. Here's how Zero Hedge is covering the situation, or covered the situation recently in an article, and that article begins with, quote, EU leadership is now fanatically dictating that Hungary and its defiant Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, must bow the knee to the pride flag, or else they must leave the European Union. Quoting the Dutch Prime Minister, the Telegraph describes massive pushback against a new Hungarian law which seeks to prevent the public promotion of homosexuality and transgenderism in front of children and minors. Quote from the article now that I'm quoting in the article. The Prime Minister of the Netherlands said Hungary must either leave the EU or repeal the law which bans TV shows and other content seen as championing LGBT lifestyles for the under 18s. End quote. And end quote. And this is how tolerance and tyranny come together when you reject Christ in political practice. And this is where the USSA is heading in a hurry. We have no appetite for Christ as king in practice and in detail over us. We will not have him to rule over our approaches to politics, economics, sexuality, or children's education. We are way too proud for that. And we are far too committed to our perverse notion of freedom being something that can be had and sustained apart from explicit submission to Jesus Christ. So we are allowing the homosexuals and so-called transgender types to rape and pillage the culture in the name of love, peace, and tolerance, all of which we've allowed to be fundamentally redefined and corrupted because, like freedom and liberty, we refuse to ground and limit those terms according to the nature of King Jesus as revealed in His word. Hungary is standing while we are not. They are being brave and true while we are not. But we do have them beat on one thing, and hands down, that is pride. We are the global leader in that category. It's not even close. There's no competitor, really. From MAGA to gay pride marches and pretty much everything in in between, we in the USSA are all about pride and nowhere near repentance. The good news is that Hungary is modeling the proper route that the American Empire is avoiding, and in doing so, they're showing us what true bravery looks like, even if we're not interested. If you appreciate this perspective, please subscribe to the channel and connect with me at hellraiserreport.com.